We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This is a Locker Room Production.
Woo! What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Pride Podcast on Spotify Green Room.
And today, I'm your host today, by myself. It's Malcolm. It's your boy. And before I start, I just want to say, this is like my new Green Room thing. I'm just going to say, finally, Mr. Hart has came back to Green Room. So I am here. I am doing a solo pod. We're going to talk about some Detroit Lion news, and we're going to have some general topics. And at the end, I guess I'll bring some people up and see if you guys have any questions, and we could maybe just chat about some Detroit Lions news or some Detroit Lions stuff. And I'm just going to start off with some really good news. And this is some news that actually makes me really happy. It makes me excited. And if this excites you guys that's in the room, just give me a smiley face in the chat. And we're going to start off with the topic of the Green Bay Packers. Does this excite you? Are you guys excited as much as I am right now about the Green Bay Packers? I mean, the only thing better than watching the Green Bay Packers in shambles is watching the Bears in shambles. But because the Packers are in complete shambles right now, this topic makes me happy. And first thing first, it was Aaron Rodgers that wanted to opt out, doesn't want to be there. And he said that he wants to be traded, doesn't want to be there, doesn't want to be a part of the Packers. But now we have some more news. Devontae Adams. And we all knew he was kind of in the shaky of not wanting to be there. We didn't know. He's kind of playing it by ear. But Devontae Adams, he came out this week saying he would love to play with his good boy from college, Derek Carr. It would be a dream, as he said. It would be a dream to play with Derek Carr. Wow. Like, well, hearing that news just makes me excited. Just knowing that, hell, he's not that happy. He wants to play elsewhere. So just hearing that news gets me excited. Now, I'm kind of on the fence here. I'm not all the way bought into this excitement just yet. And the only reason why is because until everything happens, I'm keeping my wall up. I'm keeping up a shield because I have a feeling, I just know this is going to happen last minute. They're going to probably Rick Pitino, Aaron Rodgers, and probably take him to strip clubs and some casinos. And then he's going to come back. Aaron Rodgers is going to be back. And if that happens and then Devontae Adams happens, this could all be for absolute nothing. But watching the Packers in shambles just makes me happy. So that's why I'm just bringing it up. And that's the first thing I want to bring up with the Green Bay Packers, with Devontae Adams, man. And I'm just excited watching them in complete shambles. But that just makes me jump into my next topic. And that is Dan Campbell, the Dan Campbell news. I mean, I'm pretty sure everybody's heard what's going on with Dan Campbell. And man, I mean, like, I get it. I mean, Dan Campbell is like trying to find a way to just, I guess, make the news, make the headlines. And he's doing a pretty good job. Now, Dan Campbell, I'm pretty sure you heard of it, but if you didn't, this is what Dan Campbell said. He says, look, I'm not carrying your toilet paper around. You're going to wipe your own butt and you're going to handle it. And I'm going to treat you like men until you prove otherwise. Now, a lot of people took that the wrong way. Like a lot of the media outlets and the general media just took it the wrong way. And they just, you know, make it fun of. They're like, oh, here we go again. It's Dan Campbell making his quotes and speeches during his press conferences. And I think Dan Campbell is going to do a good job here. Now, with all this being said, I mean, I think this took it the wrong way. I think the way he meant it is that he is going to let his players do what they want to do, as far as he's not going to be down their throat like Patricia was last year. You can let these guys be men. And until you, like, fuck up and you need to be babied, he's not going to baby you. He's going to treat you like men. So that's a good thing with Dan Campbell. And that's what I think he meant. Now, it was funny the way they quoted it, because I don't think Dan Campbell said it like that. I don't think he was saying, you're not going to wipe your butt. I mean, I played football, and coaches really don't use the word butt. I know he was using some, I know he was cussing. So I know he wasn't saying butt. And I know how Dan Campbell is. He's really a fiery guy. So I just can't picture him saying, you're going to wipe your own butt. I'm pretty sure he said, you're going to wipe your own motherfucking ass. In that case, yeah, man, Dan Campbell, bro. I'm excited for Dan Campbell and his whole coaching staff this year. And I just can't wait to see what they do, man. I think this whole coaching staff is great. As much as the media is making them look like to be complete jokes, and as much as the media is comparing him to Mike Singletary, the old coach for the San Francisco 49ers, I think he's going to do a great job. And I think he brought in the right people. He has the right mixture to make this team great. And they're definitely heading in the right direction. As much as the media is laughing at us, I think at the end of the day, we're going to have the last laugh. And that's just my opinion on this. With that being said, I'm just going to move on to another topic right now. And I know I'm moving pretty fast, and it's because it's only me right now. So the next topic I'm actually going to bring up is my thoughts on Deshaun Hand. Like, is Deshaun Hand finally going to put it together? Is this a year that Deshaun Hand going to either, like, put it together, or is he going to be one of the surprise cuts in the offseason? Like, after preseason? Is he going to get hurt? I mean, these are a lot of question marks with Deshaun Hand, and I think Deshaun Hand is very talented. I think he's very talented. I think he's a great player. When he's there, he could be a great player. Could be. He has the potential to be a great player. I'm not going to say he's a great player because, I mean, by all means, he hasn't done jack shit yet. He hasn't done anything. I mean, since his rookie year, he hasn't done anything. I think he had 3 career sacks in 3 years, I think it's been. So he definitely needs to show up. He needs to have a big camp. He needs to be on the field. And if something happens to Sean Hand, he could be unfortunate. He could be cut. If something happens to him during training camp in the preseason, he could get cut. And it's unfortunate because he's a promising player, but he just could get cut, man, if he does not stay on the field. The same thing goes to Bryant. He's just never been on the field. He's just been hurt, and he's never been on the field. So he's another guy that needs to be on the field in order to save his roster spot this year. I think this roster is, like, wide open. We could see many. Yeah, Austin Bryant. There you go. Thanks, John, for that. Austin Bryant. He's a guy that needs to see the field. If not, he could get cut. And the way this roster is right now, man, it's wide open. We might see a lot of surprise cuts this year. Usually we see, like, one or two, like, every year, maybe one. But this year, man, you might see multiple guys. If they don't get their shit together and get on the field, we could see, you know, Deshaun Hand out. We could see Austin Bryant out. A lot of guys. A lot of guys could just be out just because they're not seeing the field. So that's why I can't wait for training camp, man. Training camp and preseason, man, it's going to be very, very, very important. With that being said, I'm going to go to my very last topic. And guys, I know I'm going quick, but I'm going to bring you guys up. If you guys have anything to say, anything you want to say on this pod, you know, definitely I'm going to bring you up. But the last thing I'm going to bring up, and this is a question that I just want to know, is will the Detroit Lions finally have a running game? And this is something that I talk about every single year. I've been talking about this since we first had this pod, is will we have a running game? And always get optimistic saying, yeah, this is the year we're going to have a running game. And it never fucking happens. Never, 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 never happens. It just gets worse every year. Is this the year that we finally have a running game? And this is a big question out there because a lot of people are very optimistic. They don't know, yeah, we have the personnel to have a good running game. We have a good offensive line. We have good running backs. But are we going to put it together? Are we going to have a good running game? Now, our team going to just stack the box and say, Jared Goff, you're going to have to beat us with your wide receiver core here. We're going to sack the box, and you're going to have to beat us with wide receiver core. We're going to take away your 2 running backs. Our team's going to do that. Are they going to go into game planning to take away our running game? Or are we going to be successful and just be able to run the ball? Something we haven't seen since Barry Sanders. I know people bring up Reggie Bush, but we all know how that went. Is it going to be the year? I'm just asking. Is it going to be the year? I mean, if you ask me as a fan, and I have my line goggles on, I say yes. I say this is going to be the year. We're finally going to see something different. We're going to have a running game. Shit, I think we're going to be top 10 in running game. In a running offense. Is this going to be the year? it's tough. Even though it's tough, I think it is, yes. But it is tough because, shoot, it never happened before. It never happened. And just being a Detroit Lions fan, you kind of seen this over and over again. And you get a little optimistic, like, oh, yeah, this is the year we're going to have a running game. And then something happens. You're like, fuck, we don't have a running game. That happens every year. So is this going to be the year? I say yes. I mean, what do you guys think? Do you guys think we're going to have a running game? We'll see. I'm going to start bringing people up. All right. Does anybody want to?
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Talk. Oh, there it is, John. Let's bring up John. What's up, John? How you doing, man? Welcome to the show.
Not too bad. You hear me okay?
I hear you great, man.
Okay. There's some good topics. I had some real questions, and I guess it's dealing with Campbell. But first with, and I think we'll see what Campbell does, but with Hand and Bryant, I think what you're saying is right. These guys are going to have to perform. Getting hurt again may not do it. You see that running back, he had a bit of a history of the same problem. I can't remember his name. Carrion also, but there was a rookie free agent we also had in. He came in the first week, he was hurt, and they just cut him. They just released
him. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about, but the name, don't remember. Tyler would have told you right away. He was like, yo, it's this guy.
Yeah, but and the same thing with Carrion, though. And I think Hand and Bryant are going to have the same problem. If you guys are hurt and you can't perform, and I think the OTAs, they kind of said, like, Bryant was hurt and he kind of finished off early. It may have been a sign that, okay, this doesn't matter right now, but camp starts. You guys better be playing. Otherwise, you're not going to be here. I think it's all a sign. Like, I think in this last little conversation with Campbell, I mean, he's not going to put up with this shit. He's going to be jumping on these guys. You got, he says, I may sound nice and friendly, but come on, we've got to be a team here. We've got to work hard. And he's got to count on them. He can't let them sit back and
bullshit. Absolutely. And he's not going to baby these guys, which is great. And he just, look, if you're not on the field, you're not going to be able to play. You're not going to be able to make this team. And these are the guys who've been struggling with that their whole career. You know, Deshaun Hand, Austin Bryant, these are guys who we drafted pretty high, you know, fourth rounds. I mean, these guys that, and they have potential. That's the thing that sucks, man. They have potential, but it's just, they're not on the field. We can't get these guys on the field for nothing.
Exactly. And availability is the big factor for them. They got to get a guy and try it, especially this year. They've got to find out what these other guys can perform. If you're not available, well, then we can't find out. That's fine. We'll see another time. Maybe we'll see you again here, but maybe not.
Absolutely. Now, let me ask you a question. What is your thought on this running game? Do you think this is the year we finally put it together? I'm optimistic. I say yes. I think we could be a top 10 rushing team. But then again, my opinion doesn't mean anything because I say that every single year. What do you think? Do you think this is the year we finally put this shit together?
I think it is because I think Lynn believes in it. I think that, like, you got Deuce Daly. I mean, the coaches, I think, are different. And I think that's the key. It's going to be tough, I think, because I think you're right. They're going to stack the box, and they're going to make Goff prove it. But I think, like you say, I think they're all pieces of a puzzle. And I just think this coaching staff is that connecting piece that's going to bring all these guys together. I know I'm drinking the Kool-Aid maybe, but I think this coaching staff is something special. And I think the biggest move Campbell's made is getting these guys to play for him. And, like I say, I think they got the guys, they got the bodies there, and I think it's going to make a difference. So, like I say, we're still hoping for the best, but I think, like I say, I think Lynn especially, I think he can generate those guys to produce, and they'll throw out different things. He did the same thing with Heber last year, and I think, like I say, they're doing the same thing to him, making him produce. Now, Heber produced, and I think Goff's going to have his chance, and I think he can produce. If you give him if you set up the field properly, he'll produce for you too. So,
yeah, absolutely. I think the thing with Jared Goff is you give him an offensive line, give him time, and if you give him a decent running game, I think he will be able to perform at a high level. That's just me. I know a lot of people don't look at him that high, but I think it all depends on the offensive line. If his offensive line is bad, it's gonna be bad. I mean, he's gonna get sacked, he's gonna fumble. You know, force throws. It's going to be bad if he doesn't have an offensive line. But if our offensive line is what we expect it is to be, then I think Jared Goff has a great year. That's just
me. I think so. And I think, like I say, if they're stacking the box, Hawkinson and some of those receivers are going to have good years because, I mean,
one-on-one.
These guys, like I say, if you stack the box, their safeties aren't going to get back to help out the secondary. And guys like Perryman, some of the guys are going to just run right past them. So it could be, it could be
one-on-one. Goff. Yeah, it's one-on-one opportunities. And we do have some speed on the field, so I'm excited to see what's going to happen, man. John, do you have anything else, man? Do you have anything about the Packers, or how do you feel about Aaron Rodgers? And
I don't believe half the stuff, but it's like I don't even understand how these teams want to keep these players anymore after they do this kind of stuff. How does that help team chemistry when you got even like just Aaron Rodgers? Even when you got Aaron talking about it all off season about how he wants to go, what good is it? Like, why would you even keep, like, I don't know, why would you even keep him there? Just get the best trade, get him off the team, and just move on. Because it's just, as a coach, as a GM, I don't think I want that player. But like I say, I'm too analytical or something, and I just don't like that kind of attitude. But
you're fine. I'm all about hashtag free Aaron Rodgers, hashtag free Davante Adams.
Yeah,
they don't want to be there. Get them the hell out of there. That's how I feel, man. And hopefully it works out for the best. I don't know what's gonna happen, but hey, man. Before I wrap it up, man, and thank you for participating in the show, man. Is there anything you gotta say, John? Do you want to shout out anything? Do you have any social media? Do you want to put your your Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, anything out there?
No, I'm just a devoted Lions fan. I had the question though. I didn't hear the comment about Campbell. Like where that happened? Did he who's he talking to?
So apparently Dan Campbell said that to the players. Pretty much had a meeting with the players and he told them that he's not carrying around toilet paper and he's not gonna wipe their butts. I think he said they said butts. So he pretty much told them that, you know, you guys are men. I'm not going to be down your throat. I'm not going to baby you. You're going to do your own shit. And, you know, you're grown. You know what's right. You know what's wrong. I'm not going to baby you outside the field. Do what you got to do and just be on the field. And that's what I think he meant. The media obviously took it the wrong way. They took it as a joke. Like, look, it's Dan Campbell making bullshit again. That's pretty much what it boils down to. But
I mean, you have no idea what the context is. He could have been talking about COVID and said, this guy doesn't want to get a vaccine and I'm not going to baby him sort of thing. He does what he wants to. He feels safe doing it. He could be talking a million different things about.
And you know what? So. You are absolutely correct because they are good at that. They're just good at taking little quotes and running with it. And they do that all the time. They do that all the time with everything. They take little quotes and they run with it. So you're absolutely correct. He could be talking about anything. Nobody knows what he's talking about. I'm assuming he's talking about, I guess their abilities, I guess, you know, not babying them on and off the field or off the field. That's what I think he meant. But you're right. He could have meant anything. He could have meant COVID. He could have meant anything.
Sure.
So they're good with that, man. It's but hey, John, thank you for joining the show, man. I'm just going to wrap this up right now, man. Unless you have anything else to talk about or you have anything else to say, I thank you for joining, man. And with that being said, man,
I'm out. Thanks. I appreciate your work. Appreciate your guys' work. I just love you guys.
Hey, no problem, John. You have a great one, man. Thanks for joining.
Great. Good night.
All right. Good night, man. Peace.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.